Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, February 7th. I'm Mark Daniels. Preliminary competition began at some events yesterday. The opening ceremonies are today, and the 22nd Winter Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia are underway. There are several Wisconsin athletes representing the U.S. team, including Jesse Vetter of Cottage Grove, goaltender for the Wisconsin Badgers in her collegiate career, anxious to make amends from a gold medal loss to the Canadians in Vancouver 4 years ago.
That's definitely been a big motivator, you know, the last 3+ years pushing us to get to this point. And, you know, we're finally here, which is crazy how fast it came.
U.S. women will open pool play against Finland on Saturday. Megan Dugan, another former Wisconsin Badger, expects the Canadians to stand in their way again.
I have huge respect for Team Canada. I think they're obviously an incredible team. And our teams are obviously huge rivals, and the competition is intense. But we're excited about the opportunity that we have. I'm excited about the team that we have, and we're just getting ready for hopefully a gold medal in Sochi.
Men's hockey competition will begin next week as the NHL wraps up its pre-Olympic schedule on Saturday. On Thursday night, the Los Angeles Kings beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 2-1 in overtime. Robin Regier netting the game-winning goal. That's only the second Kings victory in their last 11.
We've been on a terrible run here in the last just over a month, so we're really happy to get that win. It was a very important game for us, and we can enjoy the break and then come back and get to work.
And it was Calgary over the Islanders 4-2. Edmonton beat the New York Rangers 2-1. Philadelphia 3-1 winner over the Colorado Avalanche. Alex Ovechkin nets his 40th of the season in Washington's 4-2 win over Winnipeg. Montreal beat Vancouver 5-2. It was Minnesota 3, Nashville 2 in overtime. Nino Niederreiter getting the game-winning goal and an overtime win for the St. Louis Blues 3-2 over the Boston Bruins. TJ Oshie getting the game-winning goal. He's happy to get the 2 points after blowing a 2-goal lead.
We still had a pretty good third period. I think they just capitalized on a couple bounces, a couple mistakes by us. But it was big for the psyche for our team that we can still hold leads. Unfortunately, it had to be an OT. But going into this game against this team, we had a good idea that it was going to take that long.
Detroit Red Wings beat Florida 3-1, Toronto a 4-1 winner over Tampa Bay, and Ottawa a 3-2 win over the Buffalo Sabres. In college hockey, the 12th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers take down number one Minnesota 2-1 at the Kohl's Center on Thursday night. Frankie Simonelli scores a power play goal in the first period. The Gophers were able to tie it, but then Jake McCabe nets the go-ahead and winning goal in the third as the Badgers hand Minnesota their first loss in Big Ten play. Top-ranked team in Division III, the St. Norbert Green Knights, skating at St. Scholastica on the weekend. Green Bay Gamblers open up a 3-game homestand at the Resch Center, hosting Chicago Friday night, Cedar Rapids Saturday night, and then Dubuque Sunday afternoon at 3:05. To the NBA, where the Brooklyn Nets defeated the San Antonio Spurs 103-89. Allen Anderson led the Nets with 22. Spurs playing without Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, Poris Diaw, Kawhi Leonard. But head coach Greg Popovich will not use injuries as an excuse.
You know, other people have injuries. The Nets have had their share of injuries this year, too. Everybody does. I just look at it, I'm disappointed we didn't win. You know, I'm thinking we make a couple of threes in the second half and we hang right in there. And that's the way you got to look at it. You got to expect to win every game. You got to play to win. And I thought our guys did that, so I couldn't be more proud of them.
Only other game on the schedule, Golden State beats Chicago 102-87. Steph Curry going off for 34 points as we have to build from that.
And sometimes, you know, continue to build that chemistry and get us through tough times so we can enjoy this. Yeah, we got to understand that we have to be mature enough to come back next game and continue that effort, not to just assume, you know, maybe one game we can show up and just win another one, which obviously hasn't been the case.
They've been struggling for a while. The Milwaukee Bucks have been struggling all year at 9-40. They will host the Houston Rockets at the Bradley Center on Saturday night. The Cleveland Cavaliers have fired their general manager. Yahoo Sports reports the team has cut loose GM Chris Grant. Cavs are 16-33 this season. They have lost 6 consecutive games. In college basketball, third-ranked Arizona beats Oregon, but barely, 67-65. Number 7 Cincinnati over Connecticut, 63-58. And 8th-ranked Michigan State over Penn State, 82-67. Spartans are next for the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl's Center on Sunday. Women's college hoops, Oakland beat Milwaukee in Horizon League play 80-67. In golf, Andrew Lope, a rookie on tour, leads the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am after the first round, an 8-under par 63 playing the Monterey Shores course. He leads Stuart Appleby by a couple of strokes. The Minnesota Vikings in the NFL are assembling their coaching staff under new head coach Mike Zimmer. Norv Turner, former head coach of the San Diego Chargers last season, offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, will run Zimmer's offense in Minnesota. George Edwards will be the defensive coordinator for the Vikings this fall. And in baseball, the Seattle Mariners have bolstered their bullpen. Free agent acquisition, M signing reliever Fernando Rodney to a 2-year, $14 million contract. The 37-year-old spent the last two seasons as the closer for the Tampa Bay Rays, accumulating 85 saves with an ERA under 2 over that time, appearing in 144 games. And there is your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.